I'm Shay Frank. You're listening to WYSO Today for Friday, June 5th. Homelessness is down in Montgomery County for the third year in a row. WYSO's Nick Herkman has more.
571 people experienced homelessness in Montgomery County on February 6th. That's when this year's point-in-time count was conducted. That's a nearly 13% decrease from 2025. Montgomery County Commissioner Carolyn Rice credits the network of organizations working together.
It takes everyone to do this. This is not Montgomery County alone. We're just kind of like the umbrella organization that helps to convene, and everybody has their specialty.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development requires communities to count sheltered and unsheltered people. The results affect federal money for housing and shelter. This year's total included 488 people in shelters and 83 unsheltered. Laura Berger coordinates grants for Montgomery County. She says most people who enter the homelessness system are out within 7 days.
Historically, the majority of the people who enter the homelessness system, more than 50%, are out within 7 days. So the people that are experiencing homelessness are experiencing it in a rare and brief way.
Montgomery County has a resource guide on its website. The HelpLink 211 program is also available for those who need assistance with non-emergencies by dialing 211. For WYSO News, I'm Nick Herkman.
In Montgomery County, residents can learn how to properly administer naloxone. Saturday is Naloxone Awareness Day, honoring lives lost, supporting those in recovery, and empowering communities to take action against the opioid crisis. Since 2023, fatal overdoses in Montgomery County dropped from 293 to 155 deaths last year. Tomorrow morning, the Montgomery County Prevention Coalition will host two events where people will receive a free naloxone kit, including gloves and a face mask, while supplies last. One site will be at the Premier Health YMCA on Salem Avenue. The second is at the Miami Township branch of the Dayton Metro Library on Lyons Road. They'll run from 10 a.m. until noon. Trainers will also show people the correct technique for using this life-saving medication to reverse an opioid overdose. Attendees must complete the training to receive a naloxone kit. The Montgomery County Animal Resource Center says it's extending funding opportunities to animal rescue organizations. The money is part of a pilot program that began in March between ARC, Best Friends Animal Society, Six a Pet Adoption and Wellness Center, Humane Society of Greater Dayton, Adopt a Pit Rescue, and Halo K9 Behavior. Any rescue partner that has transferred a dog from ARC beginning may be eligible to receive $150 for healthy dogs and $400 for dogs in need of medical care while limited funds remain available. The collaboration was designed to offer positive outcomes for dogs in ARC's care. ARC says since the pilot began, they've seen an average monthly increase of 37% in rescue transfers compared to the same time frame last year. Claremont County Commissioners say they'll sue the owners of the former Beckjord Power Plant in New Richmond to protect drinking water from toxic coal ash. The board today served a notice of intent to sue under the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act. They allege the plant's former and current owners violated the federal environmental law while storing coal combustion residual waste in contact with groundwater.
I hope it brings those owners to the table so that we can sit down. But however, if no agreement can be reached within the 90 days, then we are prepared to file suit in federal court.
That's Commissioner David Painter. He says drinking water is safe, but if the toxic waste reaches more drinking water extraction wells, the community could have to pay about $30 million to upgrade its water treatment facility. An NFL player returns to his high school to inspire the next generation. Drew Ogletree will host a community fun day and football drill session at Northridge High School. Harrison Township officials say Ogletree will treat kids and their families to a day of games, music, and community connection. The Harrison Township native had several challenges on his path to professional football, including a major knee injury in college and losing his father to COVID during the pandemic. He was selected by the Indianapolis Colts in the sixth round of the 2022 NFL Draft. The Community Fun Day and football drill will be June 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Northridge High School. It's free, but registration is recommended by searching for Drew Ogletree Community Fun Day at eventbrite.com. After multiple sunny days this week, spring is returning with showers and thunderstorms forecast through Monday, breaking up intermittently to give us partly sunny conditions and temps reaching the mid-80s. Maybe even the high 80s, but evenings will continue to drop with lows closer to the high 60s. So it's still staying within those moderate spring temperatures, but we are getting some rain coming back this weekend. I know we had a great sunny week right before this, but get ready for some more thunderstorms. And that's your news from WYSO Today for Friday, June 5th. I'm Shay Frank.